USANews.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Joel Skousen wasn't able to be with us this morning, and I didn't have time to get a guest, so it's going to be you and me. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I thought, maybe we'd just start off talking about what's going on down in the Gulf of Mexico, because I would like to suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing is it appears to be. Absolutely nothing. I mean, day after day, we turn on our television, we see the pictures of this reddish-brown oil gushing out of the pipe there, and we're told all sorts of explanations for why we can't accomplish anything, why they can't get this under control. Ladies and gentlemen, with the technology we have today, with the full knowledge that there could have been a problem, and certainly British Petroleum had submitted a plan what they would do in case the well got loose and started pouring oil in, and the United States government had a plan, and then we find out, oh shucks, they didn't have the right size booms to lay out in the water to block the flow of oil to keep it from getting onto the shore. And then, of course, when the state of Louisiana wanted to make these piles of sand so to keep the oil off the beaches, and we couldn't do that because it would disturb the environment, and if we piled the sand up as a temporary measure, why, it could involve the environment, we can't let that happen. And we hear how barges are out there with booms collecting the oil, but they're all called into shore because the Coast Guard's concerned that they don't have enough fire extinguishers on board, and they've got to come in to, check on the fire extinguishers. Well, if there's a question, why didn't they simply take additional fire extinguishers out to the barges? Why bring them into shore? And then we hear the conflicting stories about the level of the poisonous gases. There's no question that hydrogen sulfide is poisonous, and that benzene is poisonous, and methyl citrate or whatever it is, methyl chloride is poisonous, but that's 50 miles offshore. What are the levels on shore? People are frightened, and justifiably so. They're supposed to be frightened. Our minds are being molded, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a media event. I'm not saying there's not a problem. I'm saying that we are not trying to solve the problem. Now, yesterday I had a fascinating conversation with Chris Landau, and Chris is a geologist, and he's worked on oil rigs. He's South African, but he understands a lot about this and how you put in the casings and what this is all about. And of course, his comment during the hour was he couldn't understand with the technology that is available why even a mile down that they couldn't get some sort of control of the oil. Now today, supposedly, they have some sort of a cap on the well, and they are collecting about 24,000 barrels of oil a day, but now we're told they're 60,000 barrels of oil a day. I mean, they keep changing the numbers. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, they keep changing the numbers of the number of barrels of oil escaping, and then they will go from barrels to gallons, and then sometimes from gallons to liters. And if you understand, this is designed to confuse you, why it all makes sense. If you understand what cognitive dissonance is, and that is that you give people so much information, you just besiege their minds with information to the point where they just can't think effectively, and then, of course, they can't figure out what to do. So, like recently, some congressional committee asked Goldman Sachs for information on certain of their transactions, and Goldman Sachs sent over a billion sheets of paper, a billion files for them to go through. How can you go through a billion files? You can't. And that's what they're doing with your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Why, of course, the congressional committee had no way of getting through the billion files that Goldman Sachs sent over. They probably took a couple of moving trucks to move them over to the congressional office. You said you wanted the files. Here they are, you know, and most of it's extraneous, and anything important probably has been deleted, but we'll just overburden you with information. This is what they did to Timothy McVeigh's attorney. If you read his books, the gentleman who defended Timothy McVeigh had tried to get information from the government, and they would just bomb him with all this material. Why? Because they didn't want him to have the truth, and the truth was the government blew up the building. And, of course, this is a government operation. Timothy McVeigh told his cellmate that when he was in Colorado. He wrote a book called Secrets Worth Dying For. He told his sister. You'll find it in a book called OK Bomb by Jim Keith, who died mysteriously shortly before his publisher died, shortly before his wife died. I mean, maybe it was just all coincidence. And then, of course, Timothy McVeigh told Terry Nichols that he was working with a special forces operation involved in illegal activity, and this was a patriotic thing they had done. And of course, Terry Nichols told this to Jeff Tretado, who was investigating this, and he's told me, and we put it out on the air, but you're never going to see this in the media. Timothy McVeigh told three different people that it was really all about, of course, you know, a working for a special forces team, and he also told his cellmate that the only way he'd get out of prison was to be executed, and one of the women who was at the execution of Timothy McVeigh went on the air and said, you know, I didn't know you continued breathing after you were dead. I didn't know you continued breathing after you were dead. And there was a fellow named William Cooper, talk show host, who kept playing that little clip over and over and over again until the SWAT team came out and killed him. His name was William Cooper. Look it up on the Internet. William Cooper. What happened? He was killed by a SWAT team. Supposedly he was out of hand, irrational. He killed a police officer. But then, of course, they said that Randy Weaver, I guess it was his son, no, some other fellow who was there, that had killed a U.S. Marshal. But when the trial, it turned out the marshal was shot in the back. He was shot by his own men. Is that what happened to the police officer and the team, the SWAT team, that killed William Cooper? It doesn't matter. We're getting way off subject here. Our number is 1-877. We're going to get back to the Gulf oil spill. But give us a call, 877-254-7524.
good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, we were talking about the Gulf. We were talking about all the information they're giving you, all the cognitive dissonance, so much conflicting information. But talking to our geologist yesterday, and this will be actually posted on our website at radioliberty.com, the 4 o'clock program, I asked Chris, well, this top kill, remember, one of the first things they did is they had this great big enormous cap that they lowered down over the top of the pipe coming out, just gushing oil, but we're told it didn't work because there were methane crystals there. Well, of course, he explained that what they did is they had this great big cap they put over the top, and basically, of course, the oil is gushing out of there, and then they had a little tiny opening at the top. Were very, very narrow opening where the methane and the oil could get out, and it works something like a refrigerator when you allow gas to expand, that it gets very, very cold, and that's why you had your methane crystals there. And if they'd simply had a large opening at the top, perhaps maybe 4, 5, 10 feet across, they could have funneled all of that oil through this conduit up to the surface, and it wouldn't have been a problem. But they didn't do that. They didn't do what was logical, because they, in my estimation, they wanted the problem. Why do they want the problem? Well, you've got to have a problem. How are you going to get the cap and trade bill through? How are you going to stop the offshore oil drilling and, of course, make America dependent on other nations, keep our balance of trade payments high, bankrupt America? That's what it's really all about. Get the American people out of cars, lower our living standards, transfer our wealth to other nations. That's what the Obama administration is all about. But it's not simply the Obama administration. Everybody misses the point. It is the fact that the Obama administration is controlled by a little clique. It's called the Trilateral Commission, organized by David Rockefeller in 1973, the year after Gary Allen's book, Nundercaller Conspiracy, was released. And, of course, that outed the Council on Foreign Relations. That was the front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes had created. And that's all covered in, certainly in Gary Allen's book about Cecil Rhodes, covered in my latest newsletter, May newsletter, which will be out very, very soon. And, of course, it was a secret society. It was created. It created the Boer War and the First World War. And then after the First World War, when England was, of course, bankrupt, why, they transferred the leadership of this movement that Cecil Rhodes had started to create a world government. They transferred the leadership of the movement of this secret society to the United States. And that was when the Council on Foreign Relations was created in 1921. And the Council on Foreign Relations, you would never read about it. In fact, I certainly went through all sorts of publications. There was one or two articles about the Council in the major media, nothing else. Even the communists, and we actually paid people to review communist literature. You would think that they would talk about the military-industrial complex, but you see, they're all in this scam together, because behind all this is these powerful spiritual forces. Even the communist publication, The Worker in Political Affairs, never talked about the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, of course, initially, didn't talk about the Trilateral Commission. Gary Allen's little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and incidentally, it's an important book. You should reread it. If you don't have a copy, we have it. They've done away with most of the copies. There were 10 million copies out there, 10 million paperback copies. Initially, you could buy them readily in a used bookstore, and they've all disappeared. I wonder what happened to them. When I wrote my newsletter, I checked Amazon. They had 14 new or used copies of the paperback edition of the book. There were 10 million copies out there. What do you think happened to them? We have them available. You can get them through Radio Liberty. None Dare Call It Conspiracy. We originally got it for 10 cents a copy. I think that Amazon wants $18 or $19 now for that book that used to be 10 cents a copy. But anyway, they do have 14 copies. You can get it through them, or you can get it through us, actually. We're cheaper than Amazon is on this book. Why? Because they don't want people to read it and understand the background of the secret society, which became the Council on Foreign Relations. And the year after the book came out, David Rockefeller organized a Trilateral Commission, which controls the Obama administration today. And this is what people don't understand. You can't understand the game unless you know the players. Now, who are the key players in this whole Gulf oil fiasco? Well, basically, for some strange reason, British Petroleum has said, you know, well, we have a liability of $75 million, but we're going to pay $20 billion as a down payment. $20 billion. But they're not going to pay it. They're going to give it to a special trust fund. And that trust fund is going to pay bills for everybody who says, oh, gee, I couldn't go out in my shrimp boat. I run a restaurant. Of course, I'm not making money on my restaurant. People say, oh, you know, the tourism is down. We'd have to be compensated. And, of course, who is going to be responsible for managing the $20 billion trust fund? Why, a man named Aaron Feinberg. Who is Aaron Feinberg? Aaron Feinberg's the guy that George Bush, the Bush administration, the wicked Republicans, had picked to put out the fund for the victims or the relatives of the victims of the 9/11 attacks. But the key, and of course, Mr. Feinberg, he will make all the decisions. Anybody wants to appeal, they can appeal to the courts. But of course, Mr. Feinberg will appoint all of the judges for the courts that will handle the appeals of his decisions. Who is Mr. Feinberg? He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, and then, of course, who is it who's negotiating on part of the British Petroleum with the American government to make sure British Petroleum gets a good deal? They picked a woman named Jamie Gorelick. Who is Jamie Gorelick? Jamie Gorelick was a member of the 9/11 Commission that covered up the truth about 9/11, and she's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Isn't that interesting? Mr. Feinberg comes from the CFR. Jamie Gorelick comes from the CFR. It's a front for a secret organization that was founded by Cecil Rhodes. Why, if the entire country, couldn't they find people who weren't affiliated with the CFR, who weren't affiliated with what happened on 9/11? Is there some relationship? Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling it?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janon in Texas.
Hi, Janon. Haven't heard from you in some time. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I want to say that your guest on one of your other shows named Chris Landau accident was so excellent, and I really appreciate, you know, having information from a, I think he was a petroleum engineer.
Well, no, he was a geologist.
He was a geologist.
He actually worked on oil rigs, so he knew what he was talking about.
He was something that he said that was so interesting to me was that the benzene air parts per million is really not so dangerously high at this time on the shore by the, where the fire is in the water, but he said that it's probably very dangerous and high level of benzene for the workers who are working at the site of the accident, and that they really should be working no more than 10 minutes. And I just don't think that's what's happening, but that was quite interesting. And I just bought and read Nundare College Conspiracy for the first time. I got a $1.99 copy at a thrift store, and I really thought that it was a great book, and I'm so sad it took me so long to read it. Your April newsletter was so excellent. Everybody should find it and read it. And one last thing, I don't know if you can comment it on, or maybe another show would be better, but lately, I mean, I've been understanding we're under inflation and we're going to have inflation because of the problems with the economy, and I've read three articles lately where now they're saying we're going to have big deflation. Andrew Evans Pritchard just did an article of saying that, and I'm just getting confused, so I don't know if you can explain that, but I'll say goodbye and God bless you. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Janon, and I will tell you definitely we are going to have either inflation or deflation. I don't know which one. I don't think anybody else does. Certainly down the line, we're going to have deflation. The whole system's going to collapse. But we may have inflation before we get to deflation. Apparently, you know, the food prices and things like that are going up. And I suspect that down the line somewhere, why a lot of the prices on certain commodities will go up. But we don't know. They can go either way they want to. They run the situation. They manipulate the prices. They manipulate the commodity prices. Basically, there's apparently a glut of wheat and certain other grains this year. And, of course, it may very well drive the price down. We don't know, and I don't think anybody else does, and some people say we're going to have hyperinflation, and some people say we're going to have deflation. It will depend what the invisible government wants, because we're run. They have these little cliques. They run the government. They manipulate the stock prices. They manipulate the commodity prices. They try to manipulate the price of gold and silver. They're having difficulty because people are increasingly realizing that the whole monetary system is fraudulent, and they're going to have their wealth in something that is permanent. Otherwise, it's going to be destroyed. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. I do appreciate Janon's call, because that interview with Chris Landau yesterday was excellent. That's probably be one of our tapes of the month. And if you don't belong to the Tape of the Month Club, shame on you. You need to. We charge $20 a month. You get four tapes and the newsletter. And certainly we don't make much on it, but we want to get the information out. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, although you can go onto our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, the program was yesterday at 4 o'clock. It should be posted on our website this morning or this afternoon. And so you can actually listen to the Chris Landau interview, and we recommend it. You can watch our DVDs. Of course, we've got all sorts of interesting things on the website, and certainly we have the newsletters are posted there, and you can read those without charge as well. We do hope, of course, if you will help us, but if you're not in a position to, and I know a lot of people are not in a position to help today, why we ask for your prayers, for our provision and provision and protection. But our telephone number, if you'd like to call us on this program, 877-254-7524. And as we look at what's going on sitting down there in the Gulf, this is designed to get legislation through. This is designed as a great diversion. This is designed to stop offshore oil drilling. And why did British Petroleum put up $100 million, Jamie Gorelick, who is, of course, the member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who is a member was a member of the 9/11 cover-up commission. Why did Jamie Gorelick, why did British Petroleum pick her to represent them in negotiations with the United States government when she's in bed, figuratively, not actually, but in bed with the people from the Trilateral Commission who she's negotiating with? And she is the chief negotiator for British Petroleum, and it's very obvious that the people in British Petroleum, who incidentally happen to be Trilateral Commission, Peter Sutherland, formerly CEO of the British Petroleum, was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and of course he then gone to work for Goldman Sachs, and immediately they sold 46% of their British Petroleum stock before it lost value. A lot of people are going to lose everything. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. 7754-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. This is Pastor Michael Golden from the Voice of Many Waters Ministry, inviting you to join us on June the 26th when we'll be welcoming Harry Gomes. Brother Harry was called to the divine vision and purpose of God in his life in 1999. God filled Brother Harry with the gift of healing, and from then on he has been carrying on the mantle of Messiah and walking steadfast according to his calling. Brother Harry started out by preaching to the masses as an evangelist, and to date the gospel has been preached in 10 states and 3 continents. 12.5 million people have made the decision to follow Messiah through the blessing, healing, and gospel crusades of Harry Gomes Ministries. Brother Harry will be speaking at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation June the 26th at 1 p.m. in Johnstown. For more information, you can contact us at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Shalom.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, and I'd like to know what you think about the what's going on down there in the Gulf. But can you see how we are being manipulated? And remember those words of Edward Bernays, who is, of course, he was Sigmund Freud's nephew, and he was part and parcel of this whole effort to learn how to control people's minds. And he, in his book, Propaganda, written, I think it was in, well, it was in the 1920s, I think it was 1928, but somewhere in there, he basically said, you know, that the intentional and conscious manipulation of the organized habits and the opinions of the masses is an essential element in the democratic society. Those who control this essential mechanism of society constitute the invisible government, the true rulers of our nation. We are governed, our minds are molded, our ideas suggested, our tastes formed largely by men we have never heard of. And as next time you turn on the television, you watch that oil gushing up day after day, night after night. Remember, they're manipulating you to think that there is this terrible problem. Well, similar problems have existed before. Back in the late 1970s, there was a similar, contamination of the Gulf. Well, it was over on the Mexican side, and basically what they did at that time, the oil got into the marshes, and they simply sprayed it with bacteria, and the bacteria ate up all the of the oil. The bacteria will eat the oil, and the marshes in 6 weeks were completely clear. But they're not doing that here. They don't want that. They want the oily marshes, so you can see them night after night after night after night on television, and you get that sense of, oh my goodness, the marshes are going to be destroyed. Well, in 1979, of course, they sprayed over there at the Mexicans' side of the Gulf, and then a hurricane came along and certainly washed all the oil off the beaches or buried it under a layer of sand. That's what our guest Chris Landau said yesterday, just washed up some sand, buried the oil, and that was it. And certainly the beaches are pristine over there now, and they've got law. It didn't take that long to clean it up. Now, basically, they could control the oil coming up at the present time. And, of course, what they would do is put the original big cap on it with a large outlet on the top, and they would funnel all the oil to the surface, and that would be it. Now, Chris talked yesterday about what should be done. The idea that they're going to build two parallel wells and that they are going to be done by the end of October, and they are going to intersect down about, a mile down to the floor of the Gulf, and then two and a half or 3 miles down, they're going to intersect this oil well, which is not very large. It's 22 inches at the top. Apparently, by the time it gets down quite deep, it'll be much, much smaller. And they're going to intersect that with these other oil wells, and then they're going to introduce mud or cement or something. He says it's not going to work. I mean, it's simply going to run out down into the big pool of oil that's down there. And what they ought to do from a logical point of view would be to deal 18 adjacent wells and simply get them down as soon as you can, get the pressure off the well and start sucking the oil up from the other sites from this large pool that's down there, and of course then reduce the pressure on the existing well and they could bring it under control. But they're not doing anything logical because they don't want to solve the problem. Once you can understand that, it all makes sense. But if you're looking at it from a logical point of view, oh my goodness, we wring our hands. They've got to get these new wells drilled, and then they've got to, they're going to drill into the existing well, and all the pressure is going to be there. And of course, according to Chris, who is the geologist, and he's worked on oil rigs, he says it's just not going to work. And I think they know it's not going to work because they don't want to solve the problem. Once you understand that, then it all makes sense. It's like, oh, my goodness, we don't have any oil. We have to buy it from Saudi Arabia. Well, why don't we just develop the oil of the Arctic Wildlife Reserve? Oh, we can't do that. Well, look at these beautiful pictures of wildflowers up there, and look at those reindeer, and oh, my goodness. And ladies and gentlemen, there's massive oil up there, and they know that. And the wildflowers that you see pictures of are not there for more than a couple of weeks during the year. The rest of the time it's frozen tundra. And then actually the reindeer love, they congregate around the oil pipelines because they're warm. They love the warmth. And the more reindeer, they know what to do with up there. It's all a scam. They don't want the solution. We've got plenty of oil in the Bakken Reserve, B-A-A-K-E-N. I think that's the spelling of it. Look these things up or get my newsletters. You can get them at the website, radioliberty.com. Get my two letters on peak oil and my three letters on the oil deception. Understand what's going on. You're being lied to. We've got more oil probably and natural gas, natural fossil fuel reserves, coal reserves and natural gas reserves, but they don't want the American people to know because they want to grind this nation down and impoverish our people and enrich people throughout the rest of the world and raise our living standards to that of either the Chinese or the Mexican peasant. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And when you realize that they want to destroy this nation, because these people have a different agenda, and there's only a very small number of them. I mean, here they've got to pull Mr. Aaron Friedman back from, you know, from the previous 9/11 situation where he dispensed the $7 or $8 billion as they bought off the relatives of the victims of the 9/11 attack. Had them all sign a statement that they would promise never to sue. Why they don't want the suits? Because the truth might come out, and the American people might find that somebody, I don't say who it was, but somebody within the invisible government who is responsible for the Twin Towers coming down, because although the planes hit them, why that doesn't mean that the planes brought down the buildings. And that is, of course, what's so hard for people to really finally accept. And only when you watch Building 7 come down for half a dozen times and see how the center of the building collapses first and realize that's what you do with a controlled demolition. And you can watch it, of course, at our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, under the section that deals with other videos on the web. Other videos on the web. It's at the bottom of that page. We've had a lot of YouTubes and other videos up there. We recommend you watch them all. The ones that I think are important about the Building 7 coming down is so vitally important. Once you realize that is a controlled demolition, then you realize that somebody, the murderers of those 3,000 people, or almost 3,000 people who died that day, the murderers are still on the loose. And I suspect they're simply working as feverishly and rapidly as they can to plunge us into another horrible war. And that's coming in the Middle East, and it's coming very soon. Our number, 877-254-7524. And your job, ladies and gentlemen, is to call in here when we do these open line programs, because we really generally do not have a planned program, and we depend on your calls to be able to keep the program going. Interesting. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our telephone number 877-254-7524, and lots of interesting things happening in the world is the debate of the Obama administration is increasing spending. I mean, they've come up with all sorts of new means of increasing spending. They've got a scheduled deficit of $1.6 trillion for the year, which will end, I believe, the end of October of this year. $1.6 trillion deficit. I mean, we're only spending maybe $3.5 trillion, so almost half of what, almost half, not quite, half of what we're spending is simply borrowed money. In fact, we're trying to simply borrow money and spend ourselves into prosperity. But, ladies and gentlemen, it just doesn't work. In fact, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to simply destroy the value of the currency, and that's what the people behind Obama are intent upon. Remember, President Obama is simply a figurehead for the power structure, the Trilateral Commission behind him. And if you haven't read our material on the Trilateral Commission, why, of course, you really ought to get my talk on the financial Armageddon, or get our newsletters, and we simply point out that these people control the government. And the idea that we have a representative government is totally fallacious. That is just for the common people. They're supposed to think that they go to the polls and they vote for a candidate and those candidates represent them. Absolutely not. They represent the people who buy the politicians, and they get all sorts of advantages, or when they leave Congress, why they go to work for as lobbyists at fantastic salaries, or they get all sorts of means of getting money under the table. Now, if they are getting it simply from the other corrupt people, why, of course, many times they'll have their hands slapped to go to prison. But, of course, if they're getting it through the establishment, they're above the law. These people are not held to the same standards everybody else is, and they simply cover for one another, or they'll come up with some sort of a gimmick. Oh, there was prosecutorial misconduct. We're just going to have to let these vicious criminals go because, of course, they... Well, that was happened to Obama's friend, I think, William Ayers. He is responsible for murder and kidnapping and all sorts of things of that sort, but they let him off because of prosecutorial misconduct. Very well, the prosecutors were in on the whole scam. They let many times vicious criminals off, and of course many times they put innocent people in prison. And we got real problems. We've got to get back to some sort of a moral foundation where men fear God and realize, of course, they are responsible for what they do. But when a nation turns its back on God, frighteningly, eventually God turns his back on that nation. And I think that is going to happen, and probably in the not-too-distant future, because I am very concerned about the fact that tremendous naval power now is being brought to bear in the Middle East, as you know, and we've talked about it before. This is last weekend, why a naval flotilla, a carrier group, went through the Suez Canal along with this Israeli ship, and there in this Red Sea now we have an aircraft carrier and the cruisers and the destroyers and the submarines and the supply ships there that so that with ready operating distance from Iran in preparation for the coming war. And hope and pray that I'm wrong, but everything suggests that that the people who control the world are planning on a war with Iran. I hope it's not coming in August, but certainly the people that we're in contact with suggest it is. They could be wrong, but make your preparations now, ladies and gentlemen, because there could be a tremendous unrest in this country. There really are terrorist training camps in this country, financed with the full support of the Central Intelligence Agency, training radical Muslims for the time when the word is given and they will be unleashed on our society. The same thing is true with sleeper agents, Manchurian candidate types, individuals who are prepared for the Black Awakening. If you haven't heard our four-tape set on, I think it's called The Dark Awakening, but you really need to get that four-tape, four-CD set. And then, of course, you need to hear my interviews with Paul Williams, who is, of course, the country's leading expert on the terrorist training camps in this country. He's written about this for many years. There's been a number of books published by the mainline publishers, and we've actually interviewed him in the past. Incidentally, Paul is going to be a speaker at our October 17th conference. I hope you'll be able to come. But, of course, he's so frustrated because nobody will listen to him, will listen, check his research out. There are at least 60 training camps in this country where radical jihadist Muslims are being trained. Now, these are mostly blacks recruited in our prison system. They're American citizens. They're filled with hatred for America. They've been indoctrinated in the radical form of Islam. Many of them have been sent to Pakistan for military training. Many of them have fought in Afghanistan against the American troops. And, of course, they understand military warfare. They're veterans of the war over there, and they are training others here in the United States. And you say that couldn't be going on. Well, listen to my interviews with Paul Williams, and we did a two-hour interview with him on Tuesday evening. It'll be posted at RadioLiberty.com. One of the most devastating interviews you've ever heard. And of course, as Paul has told me off the air, Sonia, it's hopeless. It's absolutely hopeless. And it's just like, and his comment to me was, it's just like you wrote in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness. He's read it. He's coming from a Christian perspective. He understands what's going on. Doesn't make any sense unless you understand the satanic forces within America concealing the truth from the American people. But I fear that God's judgment is coming. It's coming very soon. Make your preparations fiscally and financially, but specifically make your preparations spiritually, because if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, I think that people are going to be simply panicked. I think panic is going to grip this country, and understandably so. And yet, of course, if you have that inner peace, you'll be able to get through this. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, this time when I have to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest that if you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you get our four best tapes of the month or CDs of the month. You get our monthly newsletter, and it does help us to maintain our background of 60 outlets, radio or internet or shortwave outlets every month, and helps us to reach people and bring them the truth. And hopefully some of them we'll be able to bring into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. But certainly, if you're not in a position to contribute financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Let me remind you about the October 17th all-day conference in the Monterey area, the North Shore of beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and certainly we'll be having Paul Williams and Dr. A will be there. Sheriff Mack will be there. We've got a great lineup of speakers, and hopefully you'll be there as well. We always have a contingent from the Colorado who come and meet the confreres there. And so if you're going to come, why, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You will need reservations. We're saving lunch, and you may want hotel accommodations, and we do have a block of rooms reserved, so let us know. And then, of course, we also hope that you'll want to get my latest talk, The Specter Haunting America. And certainly it gives you the background of how they're destroying the lives of our children. They know what they're doing. We're dealing with organized evil. Who would want to hurt a child? Why, Dr. Mengele. Dr. Mengele would want to hurt children. He experimented on hundreds of them. And then the dark side of the American government, the CIA, helped him escape to South America in the rat line. And until you understand the Operation Paperclip and the rat line, you don't understand that the American OSS and then the CIA helped all these vicious Nazi war criminals. Some of them came to America and had key positions in government. And you need to get the four-tape set on the Operation Paperclip. It's one of the classics we have. I don't think it's available in the CD, but the four-tape set on the Operation Paperclip, available from Radio Liberty, and we'll tell you also about all the Nazis we helped to escape to South America. Why would you do that? Well, because, of course, there is this spiritual force behind the scenes. The Nazis were into Satanism, this whole occult belief, you know, of the superiority of the Nordic races, and all of this comes out of the occult teachings of the ancient religions, of course, and they believed, of course, in the superiority of the Aryan race, and of course they continued after they moved to South America, and they were protected by the CIA. We wouldn't tell the Jews where they were. They wanted to track them down. CIA knew where they were, but wouldn't, of course, help the Jews at all. They did, of course, get Klaus Barbie and Adolf Eichmann and brought them back for trial, but the rest of them were allowed, I mean, well over 10,000, maybe 20,000, lived out the rest of their lives. We don't know, but there were at least 10,000. Martin Bormann, Mengele, they got off scot-free. And, of course, they are doing this same sort of thing to our children today that Mengele did. They're destroying their lives. You need to hear my talk of the specter haunting America. Please pray for America, but pray for our vision.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry.